Dreamscape presents Sweet Tea at Sunrise by Cheryl Woods, narrated by Stina Nielsen. Chapter 1. For a few days now, the same man, clad in snug denim and a t-shirt that caressed impressive biceps, had spent precisely 30 minutes in the back booth at Wharton's, lounging against the red vinyl, as if he owned the place, and studying Sarah as if he found her to be the most fascinating creature on the planet. No man had looked at her like that since she'd first crossed paths with her ex-husband back in college. And even before the divorce, it had been a couple of years since Walter had regarded her with that degree of interest. It was unnerving. Of course, a lot about her life these days was unnerving. With a whole lot of support from her two best friends, Annie Sullivan Townsend and Raylene Hammond, Sarah had finally gotten up the gumption to divorce Walter and, equally important, his entire controlling, uptight family. She'd fought to win custody of her two kids, Tommy and Libby. And mostly, in the interest of getting out of the house and doing something, she'd taken a part-time job, waiting on tables at Wharton's, where just about everyone in Serenity congregated at one time or another during the week. It might not be making use of her degree in elementary education, but it was surprisingly satisfying. She'd discovered she had a knack for getting people to open up, a necessity in a restaurant that prided itself on being the hotbed of local gossip. No one, however, seemed to have any idea of who the mysterious man in that back booth might be. Sarah had asked. Just now, she'd even asked the man himself, point blank, if he was new in town, here to stay or just passing through. He responded with a slow, sexy, dimpled grin that had unexpectedly sent her recently comatose libido into overdrive.
I suppose I could be persuaded to stay if the right offer came along,
he said, in a low voice that hummed across her senses.
You offering sugar?
Sarah was so taken aback by the flirtatious question, she scurried straight off to the kitchen to place his order. It was one thing to chat up old man Watson from the Feed and Grain, or the town mayor whom she'd known since she was in diapers. It was quite another to have a man with dreamy eyes and a voice that could lure a woman straight to bed, act almost as if he wanted to take her, well, straight to bed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?